Welcome to ONTAP Daily for June 3rd, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world. What's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So there's a lot to cover today, and I want to start with what I think is the single most significant story. Amazon has launched an agentic shopping assistant on AWS, and it's available for any retailer to use. Let me explain why this is a big deal. Amazon has essentially packaged the AI shopping technology behind Alexa for Shopping and made it available as a service through Amazon Web Services. Retailers can now spin up their own conversational AI shopping agents in weeks instead of building the technology in-house from scratch. Tapestry was the first to deploy it, creating a Kate Spade AI gift concierge that went live in April after about 2.5 months of testing. And here's the number that matters most. Amazon says conversational shopping sessions deliver 3.5 times higher conversion rates than traditional keyword-based product search. 3.5 times. That's not an incremental improvement. That's a paradigm shift. Now, there's a strategic dimension here that's worth thinking about carefully. Amazon is positioning itself as the infrastructure layer for conversational commerce across all of retail, not just on Amazon.com. It's the AWS playbook applied to shopping itself. That creates a genuine tension for retailers. Do you adopt what's likely the best-in-class tool and deepen your dependency on Amazon's ecosystem, or do you build your own and risk falling behind? It's the kind of decision that needs to be made with eyes wide open because every customer query through an Amazon-powered agent feeds data back into their systems. This announcement also lands just weeks before Prime Day, which Amazon confirmed will run from June 23rd through June 26th this year, moved up from July for the first time. eMarketer expects Amazon's US sales during the event to rise 7.1%, and their share of total US e-commerce sales during Prime Day is forecast to hit 60.3%, the highest since 2019. Amazon is clearly trying to make conversational AI shopping the default experience, and they're timing it all to converge. Now let me shift to a very different kind of success story that I think deserves serious attention. Victoria's Secret reported Q1 results that are frankly remarkable. Net sales rose 15% to $1.6 billion. Comps were up 13%, their fourth straight quarter of growth. Net income surged 20-fold to $57 million. And adjusted gross margin expanded by 240 basis points to 37.6%. What makes this especially impressive is the strategy behind it. They call it a promo detox, deliberately pulling back from promotional dependency and shifting to more full-price selling. In a market where everyone is racing to discount, Victoria's Secret went the other direction, and it's working. CEO Hilary Super described the brand positioning clearly. Victoria's Secret is sexy, glamorous, and luxurious. Pink is bold, playful, and irreverent. That clarity of identity is what gives customers a reason to pay full price. It's a masterclass in brand differentiation as a margin strategy. Contrast that with Dollar General, which also reported this week. Their Q1 sales grew 3.4% to $10.8 billion, driven by what CEO Todd Vasos called an accelerated rate of trade-down activity. Higher-income shoppers making over $100,000 a year are increasingly showing up at Dollar General. They opened 190 new stores in Q1. Rural customers are particularly feeling the pressure from gas prices. So the pattern from last week continues and deepens. Value wins at the bottom, brand clarity wins at the top, and the middle is getting crushed. Victoria's Secret and Dollar General are both growing through completely opposite strategies. The merchants in danger are the ones stuck in the promotional treadmill, discounting too much to be premium but not enough to compete with true value retailers. Shifting to the search and platform landscape, there were several important developments. Google's May 2026 core update rollout is now complete, and by all accounts it was a significant one, causing substantial search ranking volatility. If you've seen your organic traffic shift in the past few weeks, this is likely why. Now is the time to audit your rankings and understand whether you were positively or negatively affected. Google also updated their ads terms of service ahead of a July 2026 rollout, and this is worth reading carefully. The updated terms expand Google's use of AI-driven automation in advertising, and advertisers are raising concerns about reduced control and ownership. If you're spending meaningful budget on Google Ads, review these changes before they take effect. On the Microsoft side, they released WebIQ, a new search service powered by Bing but designed specifically for how AI agents search. This is different from traditional search because AI agents don't browse pages the way humans do. They need structured, programmatic access to information. WebIQ is Microsoft's answer to that need, and it signals that the infrastructure for AI-mediated commerce is being built out across multiple platforms, not just Google. Finally, there was an interesting piece from Practical E-commerce about why European e-commerce brands fail in the US market. The core insight is cultural. European consumers prioritize making the right decision while American shoppers seek easy, confident choices. It's a subtle but important distinction that affects everything from product page design to return policies. If you're a brand expanding internationally in either direction, this is essential reading. Let me tie this all together. Today's theme is about choosing your lane. Amazon has chosen to be the AI infrastructure provider for all of retail. Victoria's Secret chose brand clarity over promotional dependency. Dollar General chose deep value for a price-pressured consumer. Google chose to expand AI automation across its ad platform. Each of these companies made a clear strategic choice and executed on it. The merchants who struggle are the ones who haven't made their choice yet, who are trying to be a little bit premium, a little bit value, a little bit AI forward without committing fully to any of it. This is the moment to pick your lane and commit. That's your OnTap Daily for June 3rd, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.